This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver has a new ad campaign all over the city. CPR's Sam Brash says the city is asking residents to do something about climate change.
The tagline for the $3 million campaign, now appearing on bus shelters and billboards, is "Do more, do less, do something." A linked list suggests ideas like walking to work. That's infuriated some advocates like Jill Locantore, who pushes for better bike, transit, and pedestrian options for the Denver Streets Partnership.
A lot of people want to be able to walk and bike and take transit more. The reason they don't is because it's not safe or practical. So it's a waste of money to tell people to do something that they aren't able to actually do.
Other environmental advocates say the campaign is an effective way to generate interest in existing city climate programs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Also in Denver, Medicaid patients who can no longer get care at Planned Parenthood might be able to get help at Denver Health. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Congress passed a new law blocking patients from using Medicaid health plans at Planned Parenthood. The group says that could affect more than 10,000 patients. Denver Health CEO Donna Lynn says her facility can help, but wonders if hospitals like it could be targeted in the future.
We do provide a variety of women's health services. I think a concern, though, is Planned Parenthood today, Denver Health tomorrow.
She made the comments after a meeting of lawmakers and members of the health community at the Capitol. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. It'll be another hot day in most of Colorado. Along the Central Front Range, highs in the mid to upper 90s today. There is some hope for a cool down, though. We could be back down into the 70s by Thursday.